Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio, we'll discuss the writer Edmund Spenser.
So, let's talk about Edmund Spenser's life and works. Now, Spenser is regarded as the greatest non-dramatic poet of the age. And the Elizabethan age is famous for drama, not for poetry. But in the field of poetry, Spenser is regarded as the greatest non-dramatic poet. And Spenser regarded Chaucer, Geoffrey Chaucer, as his beloved master. And he also spent an important phase of his life, matlab kuch time apne zindagi ke, matlab he spent an important phase of his life in Ireland. And it is well known that he did not like the Irish people. Or let's say the desire of the Irish people for liberty and freedom. This is something which he did not like. And there is a important work of his, prose work of his, not poem, prose, which is called View of the State of Ireland. Okay, View of the State of Ireland. So it is about how to stamp out the rebellion and finally pacify the Irish people. See, as I said that Spenser did not admire the Irish people, but he fell in love with an Irish girl whom he ultimately married. And the name of this Irish girl was Elizabeth. And to celebrate his wedding with Elizabeth, he wrote his famous work called Epithalamion. Okay, Epithalamion. And Epithalamion is considered to be one of the best wedding hymns, means wedding songs, you know, in almost any language. And much before his wedding, means before he fell in love with Elizabeth and married her, he had written his work called Shepherd's Calendar. Okay, Shepherd's Calendar in 1579, much before all of this. And in this work, he records his melancholy, matlab apna dukh, or let's say heartbroken state of his mind. He records his melancholy over the lost love of his. And you know, the lost love is named Rosalind. Now, whether this Rosalind of his actually existed or not, it is a matter of speculation. Not very clear, but he records his melancholy over his lost beloved called Rosalind. This is much before he ultimately marries Elizabeth. Now, another important fact to know about Edmund Spenser is that he had become good friends with Philip Sidney. Philip Sidney, the one who wrote An Apology for Poetry. And on Sidney's death, means after Sidney's death, Spenser wrote an elegy called Astrophil. Astrophil is an elegy on the death of Sidney, Philip Sidney. And this is something which he wrote in 1586. Then another work of Edmund Spenser is Amoretti. Okay, Amoretti. Amoretti is a series of around 88 sonnets. So it is a sonnet sequence. And Amoretti is considered as one of the first sonnet sequences in the English language. One of the first, not the first, but one of the first. And in 1590, means before his marriage with Elizabeth, he wrote Fairy Queen, the first three books of Fairy Queen. Now, Fairy Queen is very famous, his work, and originally he wanted to compose 12 books on Fairy Queen, but in the end, you know, only 6 are there. And they were composed in installments, means 3 books were composed first and after some time 3 more were composed. So in 1590, the first 3 books of Fairy Queen were composed. And of course, ye toh aapko pata hi hoga that, you know, Fairy Queen basically refers to Queen Elizabeth. Okay, and see, Queen Elizabeth is not the same as the beloved of Edmund Spenser, whose name was also Elizabeth. Both are called Elizabeth, but these are two different figures. Okay, Queen Elizabeth is the queen of, or the empress of England. Whereas Elizabeth, which Spenser marries, will be the wife of Spenser later on. Okay, two different personalities are there. And when Queen Elizabeth first read the, let's say, when these 3 books of Fairy Queen were read out to her, she was very pleased. Matlab bahut khush thi. And it is said that, you know, the Queen also gave a small pension to Edmund Spenser. Now, whether that pension was paid regularly or not, that is not known. But yes, the Queen Elizabeth was so impressed by the 3 books of Fairy Queen that she actually gave Edmund Spenser a pension. And later on, matlab kya hota hai, matlab what happens in the life of Spenser is, you know, later on when he moves to Ireland. Now, since the rebellion, or let's say the desire for freedom and liberty of the Irish people was still there, and revolts and rebellions were almost common at that time, you know, one such rebellion broke out in Ireland, and in that rebellion or in that revolt, all the property and, you know, house, etc. of Edmund Spencer, everything was burned down. Everything was destroyed. And it is said that, you know, he barely escaped and saved his life. And saved his life and his wife's life, and, you know, his child was there with him. So, you know, with great difficulty, he saved himself and his family. But all his property was destroyed during that revolt.